My limbs struggle through the entryway, Harlow's body still draped across my arms. I haven't stepped a foot inside this place since I was 7 years old, even though there were several occasions when perhaps I should have. My stomach twists as I cross that invisible line. Not only is this place filled with bad memories for me, it's filled with purples. I loathe purples, and I hate the thought of them touching me, whether or not it's for my own benefit. Personal feelings aside, Harlow appears to be in serious trouble, and I'm no medic, so I swallow my own qualms and do what is best for her. Jax, the commander's son, stands by the reception desk, his stature large and imposing. He's talking to a young purple woman sitting behind the desk. When she sees me heading towards them, she rises. Jax turns and notices me struggling with Harlow in my arms. His eyes widen.
"What's happened?"
I stop before them, my muscles screaming in exhaustion. "We need help," I gasp between heavy pants. Jax is taller than I am and built like a brick. I'm 5'10" and wiry, or as others like to say, built like a string bean. Having him standing there directly in front of me, tall, solid, and broad, makes me feel inadequate in more ways than one, especially given he's dressed in his fearsome warrior gear while I'm in my torn pajamas.